For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, man. It's good to feel like this. I mean, it'd been a long time. 363 days. 363 days. Now, John brought up a point earlier about Sirianni that really we do have to revisit. We can't be the show, the station, and the town when we're dissatisfied and we say, see, we told you so, like last week, and many twists and turns with Sirianni. But then when he calls something effectively, just gloss over it with like, that was a good job, and then just not talk about it. Like, let's actually drill down. In the moment for that decision in the second quarter to go for it on fourth and three, what'd you think? I really want to hear from people, 215-592-9494. And we have put it into our Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and at Armin Chevrolet, you'll be seeing pink all month long. They honor survivors and, of course, remember those that have passed away. We all hope for a cure. ArminChevy.com. Here's the poll question. Literally, we have the phrase, be honest in the poll, which, John, I don't think we've ever had in a poll question before. Here is the actual question. Be honest. Before the play began, did you like Nick Sirianni's decision to go for fourth and three from the Giants' 41-yard line in the second quarter? Yes or no? Count me as a definitive no. And let me be clear, it's not so much that it's crazy, because it's not crazy. Fourth and three is convertible. 41-yard line is not the 50-yard line. But there's two aspects about it I didn't like. One, the Eagles' offense was generally struggling, generally. And two, I thought you're facing a really lousy quarterback and lousy offense. My thought was just pin him deep, make Daniel Jones had to go 90 yards. He's probably not going to score too much in the game. You know, play it that way. But not only did they go for it, John, for the second straight week, in a moment when you would not expect it, it was bombs away. And it worked. So, John, what
It's taking what the defense has given you.
Well, when you get
you
one-on-one
got,
with AJ.
Single coverage.
Yeah.
For me, I'm thrilled. If anyone gets that, for anyone, not just for me,
but
for you,
you,
for Jimmy, for
John,
everyone, if you are the quarterback, you're taking the snap, and you know that you have that availability, your best player is out there, he's single covered, and there's no one helping, then bang.
Well,
like, I'll take it every time.
Well,
snap the ball, I'm going to put it up there. We do that in practice probably 100 times before.
All right, let me
maybe
ask,
we stay and do 100 more after.
Yeah.
We have done that a billion times together over
sure.
the years.
Let me ask you this, though.
You gave us exactly what we hoped
prior
for.
Prior to seeing that, because that's once the play is happening. The decision to go for it, did you like it or not?
I always want it. Well, I shouldn't say I always want
it. No, I know you don't always want to. Did you like it?
Yes, it was certainly aggressive, but I was fine with yes.
James, in the moment, did you like it?
I thought it was a no-brainer to go for it, actually. Yeah, I mean, what else are you going to do at the 41-yard line? Punt? Yeah, so like
you mean like Dable did earlier?
Yeah, for the same reason you want to punt, it's that I'm not scared of giving Daniel Jones the ball at the 41-yard line.
I get it. Rhea, what'd you think in the moment?
Here's the crazy thing. I didn't want them to do it, only because on the previous play, Devontae Smith was wide open.
That was brutal.
And I'm going, but this is what drives you nuts about Jalen. His tunnel vision on guys that are like standing in front of him, and then he just comes right back in 41-yard dime.
It was his best play of the game.
Look, it was beautiful.
It was one of Jalen's great plays this season. I mean,
that was
a big time play because the rush was coming in.
Okay, it was almost they almost
right?
got him.
They almost got him. He had to stand and deliver, and he did. All right, so I really am fascinated because it's a Sirianni conversation. Let's not just crush the guy for a week. And then when he does something that you might not have liked in the moment, just gloss over it. I mean, really, he deserves a tremendous attaboy, as does for that moment Jalen. That was a big-time play. 215-592-9494, where did you stand in the moment when you saw they were about to go for fourth and three? Let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How you doing?
Great, Jim.
Hey, thanks again for taking the call. Sorry to take up so much time. I called in last week pretty frustrated and mentioned to you guys on Wednesday morning that I thought that the Eagles should emphasize the run, and I guess somebody listened. I don't know if you guys mentioned it to the team, but I mean, what a win for the team. You know, to just emphasize the run with Saquon, and I also thought that Kenneth Gainwell gave them some.
He did.
Really, really nice yards.
Jim, I mean, he's another guy that deserves an extra mention because of how much the town typically comes down on him. He played a really good football
game. How about that spin move?
He just looks faster, too. Like, he looks more spry and more athletic than he ever has as an Eagle.
And he gets pretty dogged around here, and he deserves a lot of credit today.
Yeah, so my comments were, I live in New York. Joe, I mentioned to you that I'm a prep guy, so go St. Joe's as always.
Yep.
I really didn't want them to lose this game, and I knew that if they emphasized the run, I mean, 26 is special. He's averaging 6 yards a carry this year. Gainwell is averaging 5 yards. Our biggest question mark is at the quarterback position, which I think you all would agree upon. And if we take stress off of him by allowing him to hand it off to Saquon and Gainwell when Saquon needs a break, I mean, he's not going to get sacked, he's not going to get hit, and he's not going to throw an interception. So, and then if Saquon's running like he's running, it's going to open up the play action for Smith and Brown and all the other guys. So,
look, I hope that was intentional, Jim, and not just because they got a lead, but that's a blueprint for how they'll go about it now. And listen, Jim, good call. Speaking of the runs,
The best teams, just look around the rest of the league. The best teams are running the football, and that's part of what it's like taking candy from a baby. Where are defenses?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Weakest right now, and that's like the ground approach.
All right, speaking of the ground approach, let's listen to how it sounded in the moment here on WIP. Maryland Mike, I mean, there's a lot of ground and pound in this montage. Seltzer, we're going to need a montage.
Saquon Barkley is back at MetLife Stadium for his return after being drafted by the Giants.
Hey, we're going to do the right thing. We're going to let you hit free agency.
And coming back to play against his old team.
I'm going to have a tough time sleeping if Saquon goes to Philadelphia, I'll tell you that. As I've told you, just being up.
I just think that it becomes personal for Saquon Barkley today.
All you Wolves nightmares are about to come true.
Handoff goes inside. Barkley takes it up to the 30-yard line, a pickup of 4. The handoff goes to Barkley off the right side. He spins forward. He has a first down and more. Barkley, he turns the corner. He's on his way. He's at the 50, the 40, the 30, the 20. Saquon Barkley, give it to him enough, and he will do just that. Hurts gives it to Barkley. He pushes. He shoves. He is into the end zone. Touchdown. His fifth rushing touchdown of the season.
I'm sure they're missing Saquon Barkley here.
I mean, in a perfect world, I'd still like to have him back. I just, until we can prove that we have a decent offense without him.
Daniel's making a lot of money, and it's the fork. Like, we got to figure out, is he the guy? So we got to protect him.
And the gun, Jones, he's back. He's stepping up. He's hit, and he is down. They've got him.
Sweaty.
Back for Sweat. Here comes the rush. They've got him again. Inside the 30-yard line, the Kobe Dean. Daniel Jones is sacked. That was Jalen Carter.
We're gonna be fine.
It is fourth down and three. Hurts takes the snap. He's back. He steps up. He lets it go, and it is caught in for the touchdown. A.J. Brown.
When there's a question, go to A.J. Brown.
Hand off again to Barkley. He's free. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. On his feet at the 20. 15. Down to the 12. He's done it again. They'll go brotherly shove once again. They push and they shove Hurts into the end zone. Touchdown. Hurts back. Hurts looks. Hurts looks. He's going to run. He's got the first down. And he bounces off a man, but he's got the first down at the 2. He takes the snap. They push him. And he is in for the touchdown. And they are heading for the aisle.
And they are headed for the exits here.
Van Sumeren is in to play fullback. Give goes to Barkley. He breaks 2 tackles. 3. He's at the 30. He's at the 40. He's at the 45. And he carries 3 Giants to the 49-yard line. If you like blowouts, you have one to celebrate, because the Eagles just ripped apart the Giants. The final score, the Eagles 28, the Giants 3.
I see my jersey getting burned. In that moment, I was ready for 3rd and 1. Let's just say that.
That's great.
That was awesome.
It's great, man.
Awesome.
Well done by Joe Wechter putting that together. I mean, just a masterful performance.
Oh, the John Mara stuff in there. Right. That was awesome job, Joe.
Tremendous by Wechter and tremendous by Saquon.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.